go. A little bit of Fat Guy Radio Show.
The hottest t-shirts to hit the internet online now. Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store at fatguyradioshow.com/store. T-shirt styles and designs for everyone. Show your love for the show or rock a killer swanky new tee designed by us. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/store. Starting at just $19.99. Choose your size and color, then buy it now to order. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Shipping worldwide. Order today as supplies are limited. The Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store.
It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the Fat Guy Radio Show. Hey, America, you want to laugh? How about you get down with the Fat Guy cast? We got Corey. He bougie AF. Then we got DJ. He never does anything. And then DA. He lazy. And little D, yo, he crazy. Put them together. They all fun. Here we come again with the Fat Guy Radio Show. Running.
Fat Guy Radio.
Radio Show.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Fat Guy Radio.
Radio.
Holidays. The Fat Guy Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Podcast.
Fat Guy Radio.
Radio Show.
It's the
Fat Guy Radio.
Radio Show. Boom, let's go.
Hey, America, it is Fat Guy Radio Show.
Fat Guy.
Coming to you live on the air. Fat Guy Radio Show.
I was going to joke. You sounded a little Russian there.
I did sound a little Russian there. You know why, D.A., I was sounding Russian?
Because you're wearing that Make America Fat Again
shirt. Because I got a lot of things to do. Got a lot of things to get done.
He was Russian, bro. I actually thought he didn't sound Russian at all. I thought he sounded more like Yiddish.
Yiddish.
Kind of like Fiddler on the Roof.
If I was a fat guy, I'll eat all the pies in the world if I was a real fat guy.
I thought that was somebody else's song. Well, nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. And of course, you know, we are an African-American show, so why not kick the show off with systemic racism?
Did he just say we're an African-American show?
Since when does he claim to be black?
I know.
Yesterday.
And who says this is an African-American? This is a black show.
Well, I was just looking at your shirt that you got on right now, D.A., and all I want to say is, oh, no, no.
What's wrong with my shirt?
It's very black.
Well, thank you, my brother. And your shirt and hat are not.
Make America Greek again, baby. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, yeah, exactly.
Make America Greek again. Shout out to my Greek restaurant, George's. One of my favorites on 27th Avenue and the 101, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh, if you're ever in the North Phoenix area, swing on by.
That one is nice.
Yes, that's where this shirt is from.
I thought you were going to take it to like Alphas and other stuff that's black that has to do with Greek, but you didn't.
So systemic racism, boys, I believe goes further than the problem that we have before us. I'm really going to push the issue of pineapples.
Okay.
Pineapples can and should be accepted on pizza.
No.
You want to think about it for a few more seconds there, DT?
I agree because I like strawberries on mine.
Okay, strawberries don't belong on pizza, but pineapples do belong on pizza.
Hey. Systemic fruitism.
Hey, strawberries.
All I'm saying is no fruit matters.
Strawberries have had an equal share in life. Pineapples have always been given the back seat, especially when it comes to pizza. Everybody speaks against pineapples on pizza.
I really hate pineapple.
Because pineapple doesn't belong on pizza, but pineapple has never gotten a back seat to anything.
No.
I'm sorry. How many meats are like glazed with pineapples?
Uh-huh.
Like you got ham, you put it. You put pineapple on ham. You put pineapples on turkeys. Like, it's freaking delicious. You ever have a Dole Whip, mother effer? A Dole Whip? Those things are freaking delicious. I don't even like, a lot of
a Dole, sweet... A Dole what?
Whip. Exactly. Whip it good. Dole Whips are freaking delicious.
But, oh, dude, right. I'm talking about pineapple being put in the back seat. A pizza delivery cars.
Because it doesn't belong in the seat at all. It belongs underneath the tires of a pizza delivery car because it don't belong on pizzas.
You do realize that what the pineapple does to pizza is the same thing that pineapple does to ham. It's a sweet component on a savory component. You bake ham in the oven, you bake pizza in the oven. Pineapple should be accepted on pizza.
Okay. I get where you're going with that. Here's the difference, though.
Yes. The pineapple
is juices are running on the outside of the meat, and it's all meat. So that meat. So like if a pizza company decided to oven roast their ham and their pepperonis and stuff with pineapple there, and then take that meat and put it on pizza, that's acceptable. But they're not.
That sounds like
that.
It's too much, though. Come on, who's exactly. doing all that just to put it on some pizza?
But that is not what they're doing. They're actually putting whole pieces of pineapple on. I had my pizza growing pineapple hair because it was so full of pineapple. I swear, I saw pizzas coming off the pineapple tree. It was crazy.
Oh,
how
my
much pineapple. Oh, exactly.
And
off
you
the
know,
pineapple tree.
And you know what, DT? That was the last time you ordered the SpongeBob SquarePants pizza from Pizza Hut. Here's the thing. Pineapples can work on pizza, and the even actually having that extra juice, because pineapples are just like lettuce. They're nothing but water. But when it comes to somebody putting them on a pizza, all of a sudden it's like, you know, it's like the Black Plague or something, or like you're COVID coughing in somebody's throat because you put pineapples on pizza. Pineapples should be allowed on pizza.
Corey, crack works on pizza too, but you don't see them doing that. It's just a bad idea.
I saw Dave Chappelle do it and he got pretty high.
But Corey,
would you eat just a pineapple pizza with no ham, no bacon?
No, you want to have those other components.
Oh, why?
Would pineapple be a secondary topping? It's not a primary topping?
I would eat just a pineapple or just a pepperoni.
Pineapple is a complimentary topping.
Pineapple can't stand by itself.
You wouldn't just get a pizza with cheese and a pizza with just cheese and pineapple sounds pretty amazing.
It sounds like freaking zero delicious. Yeah, exactly. It sounds like constipation. Yeah, pineapple and cheese.
Well, cheese to me is definitely a
question. Can I put grapes on pizza?
Would you put cheese on your just regular cheese on your pineapple?
Ooh, get them.
Yes, I have because I put cheese. I put my pineapple on top of a cheese because the cheese was on top of a burger and it was a pineapple cheeseburger.
That wasn't my question. I said, would you put regular cheese on just on top of your pineapple?
Yes,
that way.
I have actually been to a social event many, many years ago when I used to have some type of status in the community and they served pineapple chunks with Fontia cheese on the toothpick. Yes.
That does actually sound kind of good. Because it's sweet. Yeah. Okay.
Would you dip your pineapple just in regular tomato sauce by itself?
Oh, yeah. It's a tomato sauce. Even better.
Tomato sauce?
By itself? Just pineapple
just sitting there, just pineapple chipping into the ketchup, into the mouth, or you're talking marinara sauce or pizza sauce?
Pizza sauce.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah,
I dip my pineapple in freaking asphalt and eat that.
I look at it and I say, if you dip, I dip. We dip.
I see what you did there.
Thank you very much. I worked.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna
laugh. I had too much water in my mouth. I would have went everywhere.
DA, where do you stand on pineapples on pizza?
Look, my wife loves it, so I order a pineapple and ham pizza every time I order pizza.
Yeah.
My wife loves it, and she can eat it all herself.
All day.
Yeah, and I order a pepperoni, you know, probably with some spinach or some jalapeno,
But do you not agree that there is a stigmatism, a systemic stigmatism
against and pineapples
on pizza.
Rightfully so, though, because it's a fruit. But you're attacking pineapple as a whole. Like, people just don't like pineapples.
No, I'm not attacking pineapple at all. I'm actually a pineapple apologist. I'm defending the pineapple right now.
I love pineapple and everything. Do you like pineapple cake?
People have spoke against... I love upside down pineapple cake.
Yeah, that's fire. That is fire.
People have spoke against the pineapple being on pizza, and I don't think that's right. Pineapple belongs on pizza.
What's anchovies? Like, people love anchovies on pizza.
That's nothing but a salty sliver of fish. Yes.
That's delicious.
Sardines, yeah, see, I I've never had it, but I'm not a proponent of it.
If you get fish
on pizza.
If you get sardines and pineapple, now you've got the savory, sweet, and salty combination on a pizza.
Nah, bro.
Fruits should not be baked.
Oh, I forgot. That is your bias. That is your biggest bias, DT. You don't like anything being baked or fruits being baked.
I do not
baked.
Like baked fruit.
That is your... Okay, so now that gives me a little credence as to why you have such a high hatred for pineapple on pizza.
There is only one exception.
Sun-dried.
To baked fruits.
And that is?
Banana bread. And that's the only reason why is because... Banana bread doesn't have chunks of bananas in it.
Yeah, because the bananas are eviscerated in the process of making a good banana bread.
Exactly. You gotta pound that mug.
But you know what, DT? I've made banana bread where I've left a little bit of chunky in the banana. Or I will use, because you have to use really, really ripe bananas, so they're smushy and mushy anyway. But then I've taken an unripened banana, and I've chopped that and diced that up so that it would hold its shape in the banana bread. It works out. You bite into it. It's delicious.
I don't know. It's a texture thing for me. But I don't like baked fruits.
But this is something that I've never said before. Today is not the day for a banana. Today is the day for a pineapple.
Why? It's all fruits matter.
About the pineapple. No, today is all the other fruits get a fair shake. The pineapple, because of its rough exterior and its spiky green hair.
I don't
hair.
Get how he comes to that conclusion that a pineapple does not get its fair shake. That's what I was talking about. You think pineapple is just segregated against.
A pineapple was segregated against when it comes to pizza.
When it comes to pizza, but everywhere else, it's loved. People love pineapple. It should be loved
on pizza, too.
It doesn't deserve it.
It doesn't deserve pizza love?
No.
Every fruit deserves pizza love.
Okay,
no,
banana.
No fruits deserve pizza love.
Strawberry, grape, celery.
Oh, celery on a pizza. That's amazing. That's some nice texture.
Next, we're going to talk about putting tomato on a pizza.
Dude, tomato already comes on a pizza. Have you never had an artisan's pizza before?
I bet you'd come on a pizza.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Is that a dump?
That guy radio show.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, Brandon. 10, 11, Brandon. Come on, come with me. Hey, you. Come here, man. Peekaboo! Come on, let's play! Come on, let's play! This is a fun game!
Hey, what are you doing?
Uncle Ray Ray's got a game.
Hey, get your finger out of there!
Tickle, 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 tickle!
From the BDB Radio Network Studios, this is the Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with Daniel Taylor and Doug Andrew. Counting the hours until the buffet opens, here's our host, Corey Blaze.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 countries with over 1 million downloads worldwide, heard by the best fatnetics. Yeah! This is Fat Guy Radio Show, home of Arizona's Home Talk Radio. Reminding himself that just because it's a WAP doesn't mean it's good. because trash bags leak too. From Giggles with Nork Yorkshire, that's Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's good?
He has no problem with a 66-year-old woman because he believes they are just three 22-year-olds in one body. From Hang Chat District, Thailand, there's Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
And I am your host, Corey Blaze, who got a red light ticket camera picture in the mail, so I mailed them back a picture of me paying the ticket. From Frog Eye, Alabama. Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. We welcome your comments on our live stream or tweet us your comments to Fat Guy Radio Show. We may read them on the air. You're also welcome to slide in our DMs before, during, and after the show. Follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all popular social media. And ladies and gentlemen, and now, the Fat Guy Radio Show players present the Swag Merch Store commercial in the style of the 2020s presidential debate. I started the Swag Merch Store because all of you don't know how anything is done.
I've got more shirts than black people.
26 years of me doing the Swag Merch Store means way more than anything you guys ever do in the Swag Merch Store. You swag it up, but you don't know how to swag.
Man, will you shut the hell up?
I invented Swag.
Will you shut the hell up, man? I'm trying to tell you how to
Stand by.
What about your other son? He has on coke.
The Fat Guy Radio Show swag store open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store or by clicking the banner on our website. Editor's note, for every Make America Proud, Make America Podcast t-shirt sold, a new mute button is installed under Chris Wallace's desk. See Monica Lewinsky for details. I don't know what that means. I don't know what any of that means, ladies.
What's Monica Lewinsky?
I don't know what that means. Wow. Welcome. Welcome to the Shoddy Whoa, 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 boys and girls everywhere, everywhere. Our beautiful Daniel D.T. Taylor is back with us after a week's hiatus with the he beat the coronavirus. He beat the coronavirus. Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
It was not corona.
Because in this country, ladies and gentlemen, when you are Daniel D.T. Taylor and the coronavirus comes knocking at your door, do you see a doctor? No. Do you medicate yourself? Yes. By tying onions and garlic around your feet and marinating your genitals in Vicks vapor rub. Because that's how Daniel D.T. Taylor lives in this country, where he can stand proud with his three very small, minute chest hairs displayed out for all to see, exclaiming his masculinity, that I am Daniel D.T. Taylor. I love Star Wars, and I love Wars of Stars. For this is America, and I kick that COVID's ass. Thank you.
Wow.
Wasn't that beautiful? Wow. Anybody cry? I'm crying. No, you're crying. I'm not crying.
I'm not.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
Well, Mocha, you were a little down under the weather last week, and we are glad to see you back vivacious and on the show again.
Yeah, I feel a million times better. I feel a million times better. I took four bumps of coke. What?
Oh, yes.
I mean, I had onions on the bottom of my feet and Vicks vapor rub.
You did say you were going to do that. You did say you were going to do that, though.
I did say I was going to do that, but guess what?
Didn't do it.
That sickness was so heavy hitting, I did not have the strength to walk my ass to the kitchen to cut up the onions. So I put Vicks vapor rub on my feet and just went to sleep.
Because if you would have put those onions on your feet, the only thing it was going to do was drive away vampires. Oh, wait, that's garlic.
Yeah, that's garlic.
Damn. Yeah.
Would you put garlic on pizza?
Oh, dude, I put cement on pizza. I'm fat. Come on.
Lady K says, hey, guys.
Hey, Lady K.
And AK47 off the YouTube says, yay, it's my favorite night of the week.
It is my favorite night of the week, too. AK47, I call Thursdays.
Oh, actually, she just had another comment. It says, shut up, man.
Corey, deodorant wearing day.
No.
Bathing and deodorants happen on Thursdays.
I have a nickname for Thursdays. It's called Shirt Day.
Shirt Day. You know what? I'm not down with that. But I'm glad that you are feeling better, Mocha Cub, and you are back with us in full effect. And now I don't have to lean and depend on DA, though he did an exceptional job for someone else's show last week. We are glad that you're back.
Oh, well, thank you.
You didn't even find the insult in that comment, so we're going to keep moving on.
I'm an optimist. The comment is half positive.
I'm an optimist. The comment half positive.
Don't write it. He's not going to give it to me.
I'm not. You got Afterbirds title. You're not getting this one.
I did.
I just put positive.
It's October, which means nothing. Stay your ass home and wear a mask.
Wear a mask and go out and knock on strangers' doors.
Don't come knocking on my door.
I bet you're going to have some gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
I'm sure your house is made of food.
I have a bone to pick.
I'm not the little old lady that lived in a house made of gingerbread.
You ate her.
Yes, I did.
Hey.
Hey. It was a gumdrop.
I dropped that gum, too.
Ooh.
I dropped it hard.
But, gentlemen, I have a bone to pick. It's fall now, right?
Yes, yeah. I fell just yesterday, actually. Coming up my stairs, I fell.
My question is, why does Starbucks only sell their pumpkin spice latte in the fall months? Because here's the thing. It's not actual pumpkin that they're using. It is pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
Okay. Which you can get year round.
Yeah, but it's not festive.
Because when people, I think, number one, it's a gimmick that everybody is doing. I think McDonald's has got a pumpkin thing coming out now.
Yep.
But Starbucks is notorious for doing this, DT. I agree with you 100%. Number one, pumpkin itself is flavorless. So you have to create some spice. What you're actually tasting, folks, is nutmeg and cinnamon. Yep.
And that's why you got to go to Lolo's and get the sweet potato spice.
Don't nobody go to Lolo's but you.
And I can nutmeg cinnamon all the time.
Oh, you can.
If he can say that, I can say come on a pizza. If that ain't no dump, mine ain't no dump.
Oh, man. I was going to do a 7-year-old's birthday shout out on this show, but I think I'll pass.
Not in this segment.
It's really just nutmeg and cinnamon. Poor Meg.
Yo, I was reading something. Can't you get high off of nutmeg?
There are so many jokes going through my head right now that are not family friendly right now. I am. Oh, man. Poor Meg. Oh, man. All those nuts.
I don't know who Meg is.
I'm losing
other than
it
the one that got shot.
I'm losing it at the top of the show. I apologize for that. But pumpkin spice is nothing more than cinnamon, nutmeg, and I think cardamom is also in there. So pumpkin.
Why is Cardi B doing in spices?
Yeah, why are we putting sweaters in a spice?
Because
says cardamom. My bad. No, I didn't know Offset was in here.
No, it's Cardi B. Cardi B is in the pumpkin spices because it's a wet ass pumpkin. So the thing that we have, the thing that we have to focus on is that it is.
Save you some time. I vote for that one.
Poor Meg.
Tory Lanez didn't mean to shoot her. Are you talking about that Meg? Oh, what Meg?
I'm talking about the Megasaurus dinosaur.
Poor Meg. Hey, so tell me more about this cardigan they put in this pumpkin spice latte.
I think that's all that it is that it's nutmeg, cinnamon, and I believe cardamom, and that makes up pumpkin spice.
But
and
why?
That's what they're putting in it. And they only do it because Starbucks thinks we're stupid. And the only time we think about pumpkins is during the fall, which is further from the truth. I bake a pumpkin pie in the spring. If it's on the shelf, I'm going to bake it.
Yeah. I think about pumpkin all the time because I love the group Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, I think about you too, Cupcake.
Wait, time out. So DC, do you like pumpkin pie?
No.
No, it's a baked. Wait a minute. Is pumpkin a fruit?
I think it is.
Seeds are on the inside.
I don't know what it is. It's gross as hell, though.
Okay, what about apple pie?
I don't like pies, except for chocolate pecan pie.
This is just like, it feels just like apple pie, Meg.
He said he don't like apple pie and vanilla ice cream.
No.
Nope.
He never has.
Vanilla ice cream.
Oh, my God.
D.A.
Warm chocolate pecan pie with a cold dollop of vanilla ice cream. Delicious.
baked fruit. He's out on the baked fruit.
This can't be all of it. Like, not cherry pie.
Nope. Don't like it. Don't like peach cobbler either.
Mm-mm. He doesn't.
I don't even eat watermelon.
And you think he's black enough for you?
Oh, no, he definitely is.
But I agree with you, DT. I believe that the pumpkin spice thing, it's nothing but a timing thing. Pumpkin spice on Starbucks' menu is like McDonald's and the McRib. It's seasonal.
Comes Juneteenth.
It comes around, it goes around, and if you happen to grab it,
But that's a horrible example, because the McRib, even though it's seasonal, there's no season it comes around. It just, one month out of the year, they're like, yo, time to make some extra money. Hey, drop that rib on them.
Pay attention. It's around June.
And you know what? This year, COVID killed the McRib.
Ooh.
Nah, the McRib ate the McRib and killed itself. Like, that's what happened.
It transformed.
I'm sorry, but you know what? I know that we did a taste test of the McRib on this show.
We did.
Back when the world was spinning.
We did a few taste tests. Remember when we taste tested each other? Huh?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break right here. And on the other side of this, more fun and more thrills. And speaking of fast food, I agree. Speaking of fast food, I have another fast food restaurant that I'm ready, that I've got to tick off the list. We'll be right back after this with more fun and more thrills on FatGuyRadioShow.com. You matter. You count. Posting, sharing, resharing, and tweeting about the upcoming elections is not enough. I apologize for downplaying how our votes don't matter in the past. They actually do. Your vote, my vote, every vote. This November, it is a battle for the soul of this nation. You must vote. There is no other option. If you're unsure on how to register or how to vote in your state, I found that vote.org is a great resource. This is not a paid sponsorship for vote.org, nor does vote.org have any affiliation with this show. I'm just sharing a resource that I found beneficial. Educate yourself. Don't be reactionarily angry at the outcome of the election. Use the passion you have now to affect the outcome of the elections by voting this November. It's not too late. And the time of being silent has come to an end. Stand up, speak out, be heard. You and I, your neighbors, your family, your friends, every American has a voice in their vote. Register now and vote. This is not the time to be complacent, lackadaisical, defeated, or melancholy. Rise up and give this country, your children, my children, your family's children, a better future. Don't succumb to the fear, deceit, and sleight of hand of those whose only purpose is to silence you. Mask up and vote. In person or vote by mail. Whatever way you choose, vote.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa, everybody everywhere. 1 + 1 = 2. And Walmart Plus equals more savings for you. You see what I did there, boys? That's a little rhyme for you.
You rapping now.
A little rap. A spitting these bars.
That mole F a spit.
Two.
That mic is disgusting now.
I can't send that to Walmart. We gonna start that again from the top. I really did spit. Let's see. Somebody turns that into a GIF. 1 + 1 = 2. And Walmart Plus equals more savings for you. Have you started your free 15-day trial for Walmart Plus yet? What are you waiting for? The perks that come along with being a Walmart Plus member is unmatched. Start your free 15-day trial today through the Walmart banner on our website and see how it pays for itself in just a few deliveries. You get the same everyday low Walmart prices and enjoy special pricing on fuel and more. All with Walmart Plus through the Walmart banner on our website. And welcome back to the Shoddy Whoa 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 Fat Guy Radio Show and DA's Daycare Center. Well, boys, you know that.
So am I the kid or I run the center?
You are the kid.
Oh.
So you boys, you know that I have had a running tally and a running list of what I would like to say are Corey COVID-approved places to eat.
Mm.
Well, another one fell off last week, and I'm sad to see them go.
What does that make, like four?
It makes a lot. It makes a lot. The ones that I've visited, now some places I haven't made it back. You saw that my Euro place was the last place to go down. It didn't go down because of COVID. They went down because they are charging me to spend my money.
Oh, yeah, the 10 yeah. cents.
Yeah, it wasn't 10 cents. It was like 35 cents.
Oh, so much of a difference. 25 cents. I got you.
It's a huge difference. It's a precipice of the fact that you were charging me to spend my money.
Well, I mean, don't spend your money and make the food at home.
Let me tell you what it would be.
And a ramekin.
It would be equivalent to DA, me charging you to do this show.
I'd be gone. Exactly. What are you talking about? I'd never come back.
Now, welcome. You see the light bulb come on?
I didn't
want
to go there to begin with. got it.
The light bulb came on. You see the light bulb come on? DA was like, Well, another place has gone to the wayside, and D-Tay, you're going to be sad to hear it.
Wendy's?
Nope. Wendy's is still in play.
Okay. Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings is still in play, though I have not visited a Buffalo Wild Wings in the Buffalo Wild Wings in the pandemic.
Was it? Is it fast food?
It is fast food.
Oh, okay, never mind. Okay, that saved this one off the
Applebee's,
list.
Huh?
Who? Oh, you weren't going to say our favorite, were you, DT?
I was about to. Oh, no.
I don't even want to mention their name in this conversation because they are heavenly.
Okay. Fleming's.
Okay.
It is not Fleming's. That's what's in the back of your throat right now.
It's
because I got the phlegm.
Frederico's.
You're good.
It is not Frederico's. Believe it or not, Frederico's, as I'm about to slam one fast food place, I'm going to praise Frederico's because I actually, you know how they have that little cup that sits on the window that says tips?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I actually tipped $5 at a Frederico's. And the reason why is because when I placed my order and I pulled up to the window, the cashier was kind enough to sign the receipt for me. So I didn't have to use her community PIN. And after she gave me my card back, she immediately went and sanitized her hands with some hand sanitizer. Then she went and she made a soda for the next upcoming customer that was pulling around behind me. And after she made the soda, she set the soda by the window and she hand sanitized. Then I saw another employee that was doing something behind her and they hand sanitized. And because I saw them taking and following COVID precautions, I tipped them and I told her when she handed me my food, I says, I'm giving you this because I want to just say thank you for following COVID precautions for my sake.
Or, hear me out, right?
Here it comes.
Maybe your fat black ass rolled up and she was like, pink corn. Okay, what do you want? Eight burritos all for you? So...
Eight burritos. It wasn't lunch, DA.
Why? My question is, why did she call him a pine cone?
Because pine cones don't get a fair shake just next to regular cones.
Oh, pine
the
cones.
The pine cone is overlooked. The pine cone should be mentioned more in regular day conversations. That's why.
So I tipped them because I wanted to just say thank you for going and following COVID precautions.
But you're thanking her for forging your signature, right? That was the first thing.
I asked her to.
So, okay, hey, can you sign my receipt? So if you get my card number, you can sign it like that again, and it'll look like it's a pattern of how I sign. And also, when she gave you the card back, she was probably like, El Negro, and clean her hands off.
She was not. She was very nice, and it's a Roberto, somebody's toes that I go to frequently. And I just wanted to show them appreciation.
Well, which one is it? Those are all ones.
They are all the same, aren't they?
No, they're all different ones.
But they all serve the same food. The only difference between them is the prices.
Yeah. Filiberto's is expensive.
Here in Arizona, ladies and gentlemen, the cleaner the Mexican food restaurant is, the more expensive the food.
The Frederico's by Corey's house charged me $14 for carne asada fries.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that's the one that I'm talking about, DJ.
That's the last time I ever go to that one. Yeah. That one's crossed off my list because ain't no way in hell I'm paying $14 for carne asada fries ever again.
And their chorizo burritos at the Filiberto's up the street are like $6, but at the Frederico's by my house, they're $9.59 or $9 something.
Pro tip, get a junior burrito, whatever burrito you get. It's enough. Because I only usually eat half of it.
It's never enough, D.A.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot who I'm talking to.
So I crossed off another place, and it's a place that I love dearly, and I'm so sad to see them go.
Culver's.
It is not Culver's, but Culver's is still on the list, but yet I have not visited a Culver's in this pandemic.
Have you crossed off Carl's Jr.'s yet?
I have crossed off Carl's Jr. They're gone.
Oh, okay.
They're out. 95. You're out!
They're the ones that weren't wearing the mask. And Corey said, oh, and drove away.
Oh, right. That was a lady that didn't have a mask, didn't have on gloves. And she was going from the window to the grill. I saw her through the window. Remember?
She went window to grill. Oh. She a freak.
She went from the window.
You never go window to grill.
To the grill. All these movement there.
Them burgers real.
All right. So would you like
Whataburger?
It is not Whataburger. Whataburger is gone. Whataburger's off because of the no gloves. But then again, the Whataburger that I did go to, I won't lump all Whataburgers in detail. You know what Whataburger I'm talking about. The Whataburger that I did go to is kind of like crackhead Whataburger. So I expected them not to follow any of the COVID precautions.
That's real. That's from
crackhead Whataburger.
Dude, every time you walk in there, it's like, what you need number four? Okay, let me get your car. Dude, I'm telling you, if you go to that Whataburger that I'm talking about, I'll send you the address after the show, DA. You go to that Whataburger after 10 o'clock, it is crackhead Whataburger.
I'm not going anywhere after 10 o'clock.
It's a crackhead Whataburger, I'm telling you. And they're open 24 hours. So crackhead Whataburger service overnight. And then during the day, I'm sure it's probably normal people. No, I take that back. I've been there for breakfast. No, it's 24-hour crackhead.
There's a Whataburger for breakfast?
Yeah, Whataburger has a nice breakfast.
Damn, man. Y'all know way too much about fast food restaurants.
Have you seen me?
And you don't think Fries is open past 10.
Have you met me? I can't say have you seen me, but have you met me?
No, I seen you the other week.
Tell me, have you seen her?
I haven't played basketball in a month.
All right, so would you like to register any further guests on who's off the list?
No, I
want to
know.
I don't know any more fast food restaurants.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your hands and extend it and wave goodbye to the Colonel.
No.
The Colonel, ladies and gentlemen.
Did their fries suck?
Thing that I want to do is come on this international radio show that has a lot of fan base in Arizona and throw out the exact address or location of the KFC that completely took all the COVID precautions and threw them out the window. DT, I don't care how much you try to bend my arm behind my back, I am not going to tell you that it was the one on 19th Avenue in Union Hills. That's not what my purpose is, okay? My purpose is not to spotlight the 19th Avenue and Union Hills KFC. That's not what I'm here to do. And DA, I don't care, DA, how much you ask and how much you don't stop texting me to tell you that it's the 19th Avenue and Union Hills KFC, the one that was just recently remodeled and has a now hiring sign in the window. I'm not going to tell you that it's longitude 39, latitude 465 in North Phoenix. I'm not going to do that.
Yo, I just had an epiphany. You like a Yelp reviewer, but live.
Live Yelp reviews.
Hey, if the presidential debate can be like Twitter on TV, then I can be a live Yelp review.
Oh, I love that, by the way. Okay, we're not going to get into that. But yeah, you're a live Yelp reviewer. Like, you're so stringent and like so judgmental of these restaurants.
They missed two key things. Two key things. Okay. Number one, I wanted some chicken.
They didn't have chicken? No. It's in their name. It's in their name.
Well, hey, it would be funny if they only had baked chicken.
Chicken is in the name.
Kentucky Fried. We got everything but chicken.
And actually, the chicken's from Georgia. Go figure.
The chicken is
Florida chicken. How do you have a KFC with no chicken?
No, I wanted some chicken. They had chicken.
Oh, okay.
But what is my, this is my new pandemic thing. When I go to a fast food place and I'm in the drive-thru because I don't go inside, I always look at the car in front of me because I want to see how the servers are serving. So I ordered my food. I drove around the corner of the KFC and no, DA, stop texting me. I'm not going to say that I was at the KFC on 19th Avenue in Union Hills. I'm not. Jesus.
I wrong
stop
person.
Stop asking me, DA.
I'm butt texting you. Sorry.
So I'm at the KFC in North Phoenix somewhere.
Not off of 19th Ave in Union Hills.
DA.
Oh, definitely not off.
Oh, that's your thing. My bad. Keep going.
So I drove around and there was a white van in front of me. And as the white van reached out of the window and handed the KFC person their card, an ungloved hand came out of the window.
Which window? The van window? Like he was kidnapping somebody?
The ungloved hand came out of the KFC.
Oh.
Okay. Now this particular KFC was recently remodeled. And so the drive-through window kind of protrudes out, and it has that extra window in the front. You know what I'm talking about?
Have you seen that? So you can see them.
So I could see in them. So I looked in. I'm like, oh, man, did I just see a naked hand? I hope I didn't see a naked hand. And I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, my taste buds are just packing up the salivation glands, and they're like, we're not getting chicken tonight, boys.
Aw, so what'd they do?
So I sat there, and I looked, and I says, maybe she was just exchanging gloves, and... Nope, she sure as hell was. She had her back to me. The KFC worker had her back to me through the window. She was ringing up the car in front of me. She swiped the card. She turned, popped the window open, extended the card. Not only was she not wearing gloves, but she wasn't even wearing a mask.
Wow, just breathing all on the chicken, all chicken breath.
So and of course, at that point, I'm already... trying to figure out how I'm about to drive through this drive-through.
Cancel my order. I'd never want to come here again. You're not wearing a mask.
Well,
I'll wait till you read my Yelp.
I thought that it was going to be over at that time, but no. Then I see this hand come out and bring the person's order to the cashier. And that hand had no glove on.
Man, at this point, you got to treat life like it's a sex movie, and you always got to cover up. Like, you just can't be walking around exchanging pleasantries with people without gloves.
You can't. And so what I did is I noticed that the car in front, the white van in front of me, you know, got their COVID fried chicken, and they drove on. And then I pulled up to the window, and I was about to, you know, be Corey. And then I said to myself, I said, no.
Be done.
I had Jesus that day.
Mm.
And I said, you know what? I'm just going to lie.
Oh, you had Jesus, so you're going to lie. Got it.
So I rolled down the window. And when I rolled down the window, my Jesus almost flew out of the window, because not only was the guy that brought her the food not wearing a glove, he wasn't wearing a mask. All three employees that I saw inside that KFC was not wearing gloves nor mask.
Would you be more comfortable?
Not one I saw.
Would you be more comfortable if they were like in a bubble? Like KFC workers didn't go around other people?
No, I would be more comfortable if they were like Taco Bell, which is owned by KFC, Taco Bell and KFC are all the same company.
So you're saying you want more horse meat in your chicken?
What I'm saying is that no, horses don't go in chickens. Chickens go in horse. It's called a Chikorsen.
Chikorsen.
That sounds freaking good.
It's
though.
Amazing.
Have you ever had horse?
Nay. I can't believe I just did that.
I can't, you corny MF-er.
That was so corny.
You corny MF-er.
That was horrible.
But I'm going to make that clip.
But I believe that KFC is one of those franchised KFCs. So I ended up leaving that KFC, and on my way home, I swang through a King of the Burgers and did the Burger King thing, and I just had to settle with it, and I have not
going out. Just stop going out.
I go out once a week, DA. Once a week. I treat myself to one fast food out. I don't even like them delivering my food to my house anymore. I go once a week is my once a week visit trip out.
Call ahead.
I use my car twice a week. One, to come here. Two, to go to get a food.
How do you pay for your OnlyFans?
I go to get a food.
Look,
and I bring it home and then I eats it.
Call them before you go. Just be like, Hello, are you wearing gloves? What about wearing a mask? Oh, what about the cashier?
How much sanitizer do you have? If I were to come over right now, how many times would you sanitize your hand in all one interaction? Is it between 3 to 5 or 5 to 10? I like my sanitation more on the 12 side.
I was in the Gilberto's and she sanitized after every cup.
Exactly. Quick question. How many chickens do you guys have? I kind of want to buy a food.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break right here. And on the other side of this, more fun and more thrills right here. Oh, it's back, ladies and gentlemen. It's back. The Masked Singer has returned to the airwaves, and they're already judging it the way that they judge it. And we'll have more about it after this break on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19.
Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this podcast.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Welcome back to the Shoddy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Jesus. Got a little bit of DA in my throat. Welcome back to the show, everybody.
If you have me in your throat, you have a lot of DA in your throat.
Over 240 years ago, in August 1776, the Declaration of Independence was adopted. That declaration deemed we are all created equal. Politicians, billionaires, and this country's elites have one vote, and so do you. That vote you have makes you equally as powerful as any one of them. It gives you control over what happens in your community, your cities, your state, and this country. It is your privilege and your duty as a taxpaying American to make sure America lives up to the promise of equality established over 240 years ago. Make sure you are registered to vote. Plan to vote on Tuesday, November 3rd, or vote early if you can. Everything you need to understand your power can be found at vote.org. It's that simple. You have a choice. Make sure it's heard. Vote, because the future depends on you. This has not been a paid sponsorship for vote.org, nor does vote.org or any of its affiliates have any connection with this show or the B2B Radio Network. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa, whoa. For those of you that are just joining us on the live stream, I am your host, Corey Blaze. That is Daniel D.T. Taylor right there.
Howdy.
And Doug the D.A. Daycare Andrew.
Holla.
All right, boys. Well, it is back. The Masked Singer on Fox is back. And of course, the first episode. Now I'm one episode behind. It's still in my Apple TV to be watched, and I'm going to watch it tonight. So the first episode, the characters are off the chain. But what I love to do is when the judges just go so far off the rails when it comes to guessing who's inside the mask, I have to bring it here.
Oh, Ghost of Biggie Smalls.
Question.
Yes.
If like the voice comes back, right? And I'm pretty sure they might have to wear like masks and everything. Would that be called the Masked Singer at that point? Someone to kill.
Oh, D.T. and his prepared shtick. No.
He just thought of that.
The Masked Singer is back, and I love the way that they're doing it is that it looks like there's a live audience, but they're not a live audience. It's all CGI'd in.
Creepy.
And it's not only is it just audio piped in of a crowd cheering and stuff like that, it's actual CGI of past crowds. Because when you look at some of the wide shots, you can see that there's no one there, but then some of the wide shots also have the CGI'd crowd in there. And you know what? It makes it feel a little normal, but it's clear that they're not there.
That didn't sound normal at all.
Well, yeah.
Sounds like we're in some Terminator type stuff.
Yeah,
we are.
It is. It's dude, the technology for live CGI is off the chain now.
Mm.
It started with America's Got Talent.
Started from the bottom, now it's here.
Yeah, no, it started from the bottom, now the hope here.
It started with Michael Jackson holograms.
So the Masked Singer is back, and boys, I would like you to help me understand if this is who I think it is. I think undeniable guess, undeniable voice is in this mask. Now, this mask is the popcorn.
And how are you with these guests, though?
I've been pretty spot on with these guests, especially when it comes to a very iconic, legendary voice. Now, some of them I missed. Like, I missed the Chris Daughtry one. We all got had with the Whose Line Is It Anyway guess. We thought it was Jamie Foxx, and it wasn't Jamie Foxx. It ended up being
Wayne Brady. But I still to this day think they put a Who's on us because that was Wayne Brady.
I think they did a switcheroonie on us as well. But this voice is the popcorn, and the character is called the popcorn. And I have the popcorn's performance for you now. I have the popcorn performance for you now. Singing Pink Song. DT, your eyebrows immediately went up. You already know who it is, don't you?
I have a guess.
Okay.
I want to hear more.
Okay, we'll play a little bit more.
We're searchlights. We can see in the dark.
What?
No cheating, DA. No Googling.
I know who it is.
We are millions of beautiful hearts.
You already know who it is?
Mm-hmm. I think I do.
All right. Let me tell you, before you render your guess, let me tell you what the judges guessed.
Okay.
Okay. Ken Jeong, in his infinite wisdom, guessed that was Carol Baskins.
Well, at least he got off that one girl's name. What's her name? He says her like all the time.
He even mentioned it.
Bjork.
Bjork. Yes, exactly. At least he got off Bjork.
He didn't guess Bjork. Nicole Swetson Snigger.
Mm.
Guess what her guess was? This one almost made me punch my TV. She guessed Mary J. Blige.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, that's definitely. Mary J. Blige has a very distinctive voice, and that is not it.
That's the reason why Mary J. Blige is who she is because of her vocal cadence. All right, yeah. All right, DT, who do you register? You know what? Let me let it get to the hook.
Hold on. Was those the only guesses they had?
Those are the only guess. Yeah, those are the only ones that Jenny McCarthy had a guess, but Jenny McCarthy's guess is identical to mine.
Okay.
So let me get to the hook. There it is. What about all the times you said you
had the answers? Robin, that voice.
Oh, yeah.
What about trust? What about love? What about us?
All right, DT.
Register. Diana Ross.
You're guessing Diana Ross again? You guessed Diana Ross when it was Chaka Khan.
Ooh,
because they have very similar wrong. Because they have very similar voices, and it was Chaka Khan last time.
That legendary voice you think is Diana Ross? My God,
I don't know.
What are your guess?
Gladys Knight and the Pips. It's all the Pips.
All the Pips. It's
all the Pips. Popcorn. That one popcorn. That's why it's popcorn because it's multiple heads.
Ooh, there you go.
Da, what are you guessing is in the performing that song by the Popcorn?
It's not Tina.
No, she's not even black. Stevie Nicks.
That's a good guess, DA, but no.
Okay.
Who is it, Corey?
They haven't even revealed them.
No. Who's your guess?
This is my guess. That's Tina Turner in there. Come on. There's no way.
A thrill, a boy needing girl opposites attract. It's
his. Now you gotta realize that what we're listening to right now is younger Tina.
Yeah.
This is younger Tina, and what we were hearing on the on the Masked Singer is a older Tina. Now Stevie Nicks is a really good guest, DA. You almost pushed me off my Tina Turner.
Oh, let me hear it again. Let me hear it again.
AK-47 off YouTube also says Tina Turner.
It sounds like Tina Turner. I'll play it again for you, DT. YouTube's gonna kill us, but oh well.
Tina sounds nasally as hell. She don't sound clear like young Tina.
Well,
does she have a cold?
Here's the thing. What I would like you to do, DT, after the show is actually YouTube that performance and watch how. Remember, I was able to tell that it was Chaka Khan because of the way Chaka Khan was holding.
Let me see the mannerisms.
The mannerisms are Tina.
Tina does have a certain mannerism to her.
What is the most notable?
Angela Bassa.
What is the most notable mannerism of Tina Turner? But when she's doing that, DT, I'm so glad your camera is cropped because we know you're not wearing pants. When she does that, her legs are really wide. Tina is known for that wide.
Yeah, it's a wide stance.
The popcorn does that through this song.
Okay. Okay, well, let me see the video.
Yeah, you'll have to see the video. But, dude, there's no way that it's Carol Baskins, who, by the way, finally got kicked off of Dancing with the Stars. I sound like Wendy Williams right now. Nicole Swetsenzinger, it's definitely not Mary J. Blige.
Definitely not.
But Jenny McCarthy also guessed Tina Turner.
Mm.
So I think that is yet to be seen. However, we've also known with the Masked Singer that the legends don't stay on the show very long.
Nah, it's by like fourth episode, they're like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
Because they're tired.
Yeah, they're just like, get me out of here. I'm out.
I can't do it anymore.
But there is no way that it's Carol Baskins or Mary J. Blige. And Jenny McCarthy, I think, hit it. Tina Turner, something new with the Masked Singer. If you're not watching it right now, is that the Masked Singer now, when they start guessing, they write down their original, they write down their first impression guess, and it goes into a locker, and then when that person is unmasked, they tally up to see who was right, and they keep a running total of all of the first impression guesses when that person is unmasked. But I'm
trying to shake it up.
I'm trying to shake it up. Nick Cannon up there trying to do what he does. But yes,
Nick Cannon's still on the show.
Nick Cannon is still hosting the show.
Yo, so they fired him and then brought him back quietly.
I didn't know that Nick Cannon got fired.
I thought he got fired after he went on that whole little Drew rampage.
I thought he got done with all CBS's and all them shows.
Yeah, this Viacom.
This is Fox.
Oh, is Fox Viacom? Probably not then.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, Does it open up to a larger suite? I have no idea.
I mean, it's all owned by the Rothschilds, the Bilderbergs.
Who?
The Bilderbergs.
Bilderberger has that's a game that they play at the Suns game.
Hey, Bilderberger sounds like a fire restaurant, though.
Bilderberger is a game that they play in the NBA. Sponsored by Carl's Jr.
Oh, really? When they run down and like, blop.
Yeah, because remember I had that picture of me with the Bilderberger trophy?
You are a burger.
So what happens is you have two people on a team.
Uh-huh.
One's the top bun, one's the bottom bun.
Can you have
bottom
one bun. Person on a team?
I like to be the bottom bun.
No, because you have to have two people to make the bottom bun.
Your fat ass will be a bottom too.
So bottom bun, I believe, runs all the way down and lays down, right? Or no, yes. One state. Okay, so yeah, he runs all the way down, lays down, and then the other bun, top bun, grabs... has to run down and grab like a... No, one stays by itself. One never moves.
No, the top...
The bottom bun stays by itself at the start line. And
it
then
seems
the
like
top
the bottom
bun,
would need to get like a piece of lettuce or burger at least.
The top bun runs and they have, I believe, a patty, pickles, lettuce, and cheese.
No bacon.
There's an onion in there. And the funny thing is that I've shot this so many times, I can't remember what the...
Okay, so maybe it's onion...
Tomato,
onion, cheese and meat. Patty.
Yeah.
So, and they're spread out in different places.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I can picture it. Bottom bun.
Corey can picture
lettuce,
some food.
tomato, onion, meat, and cheese. So and then top bun.
So there's five things I have to get? That was only four.
I don't know.
It might be five. So anyways, top bun takes off running. Top bun takes off running.
Corey, sorry to tell you. My bad.
Top bun takes off running and goes out and gets all five of these items and then layers them on to the bottom bun who's laying there already.
Yeah.
And then once he gets the last item, he jumps on top of him and makes the burger. First team to complete the burger wins.
And then I swoop in with my camera and I get a nice shot of them just sprawled out, burger smashing on the
burger naked.
Oh, man, I'm never going to get my NBA job back talking like that. All right, folks, let's take a quick break on the other side of this. More fun and more thrills right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
I was walking down the street.
Hey, everybody, this is DJ Little D, you know, Corey's little annoying-ass brother. Well, I'm not being annoyed by my brother.
Oops. Annoyed by my brother. Damn it, man.
Hey, everybody, this is DJ Little D, you know, Corey's little annoying-ass brother. Oh, I know you guys. Hey, everybody, this is DJ Little D, Corey's little annoying-ass brother.
You.
Hey, everybody, this is...
Why does it get harder now?
All right, here we go. Hey, everybody, this is DJ Little D, Corey's little annoying-ass brother. While I'm going to be doing my,
So much coming at the same time.
Hey, every little body.
God damn.
Hey, everybody. While I'm doing my movie review.
I see what other people go through.
Hey, everybody. DJ Little D. Hey, everybody. DJ Little D here. Corey Little Annoying Brother. Hey, everybody. Also, you can check out the show. What do we have here? We got Stitcher, I believe. We got Stitcher. Oh, damn. FatGuyRadioShow.com. Yeah, buddy. Can't do this.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
Baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark.
Votes, please, everybody. Votes for your town and country. Votes. We need your votes, so votes.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. I found the picture, DA. There I am with the Carl's Jr. Build-A-Burger trophy.
You look skinny there, too.
Yeah, this was back when things were happy.
So, like, right now for me.
But it's a gold trophy, and you win that. I was in behind the scenes at the arena, and that's the trophy that they give you. And you know what's funny? I'm going to share some production secret. The trophy, the burger.
Mm-hmm. Styrofoam.
It's styrofoam. Actually, it's not even styrofoam. It's rubber.
It's rubber.
Yeah, because somebody would fall, and you don't want that. Imagine how heavy that would be if it was a gold burger.
Oh, yeah. And plus, the Suns can't give out any kind of trophies without winning any of their own.
Wow.
Hey, DA. DA, your camera working?
Yeah.
All right. So, welcome back to the Shoddy. Whoa.
So, Corey, how did the Masked Singer's clues match Tina Turner, though?
If you allow me to pay some bills first, here, I'll get to that. Here to tell you about Afterburn, back from the dead, it's Daniel D.T. Mocha Taylor. I'm going to be staring at his lips the whole time he talks.
Ladies and gentlemen, Afterburn. Burn someone. Why? Because it is raw. Yes, Little D with no condom on. That's how raw it is. You know how he gets around. For $3 to listen and $5, $8 to watch, you can get in on all the untold secrets. Here, we have to censor ourselves and we leave a little bit to the imagination. In Afterburn, there is no imagination. You get it all. It's burger naked.
Burger naked.
Speaking Afterburn, of burn someone you love. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn.
Yes.
Hey. You ain't burning, you ain't learning.
I just got an email from Kamala Harris, and I don't know if you could read that or not.
but no, not.
It's all inboxes.
Okay, give it a second here to come into focus. Kamala Harris, are you free tomorrow, Corey?
Amazon, your dildo has arrived. What is that about? It says your dildo's outdoors. I'm not even lying.
Kamala Harris is asking me if I'm free tomorrow.
Hey. She needs that dildo you just ordered from Amazon.
She needs those votes.
That wasn't a dildo order. That was it wasn't
I'm not
even
judging.
It wasn't even an order. It was an Amazon sales pitch email.
No, I'm not even judging, bro. To each their own.
Subscribe to our Afterburn, ladies and gentlemen, where it's a lot more of this, but wild and crazier. So yeah, DA, how's the move going? How's the new digs? How's the new house? This is my attempt on trying to get you to engage more in the show and to answer your previous question as I pivot quickly. The clues did match up a little bit. There were some clues that made reference to Proud Mary. There were some clues that made reference to what's love got to do with it. And there were some clues that made reference to the fact that she has dual citizenship in another country.
Oh, yeah. Because Tina Turner, like she revoked her citizenship, didn't she?
I think something of that nature.
Diana Ross has dual citizenship, too. I'm just saying.
I have dual citizenship as well. Here.
So and to Wendy's?
And it.
Yes, actually, I do. I'm like Reggie Miller.
That's where I got it from.
You know what?
You're a douche, you're a douche, you're a big fizzy douche.
I'm not.
Everything you said was a lie.
I wasn't going for that. I was going to say that I have dual citizenship here on Earth and in heaven.
I don't think the air gusts can get you there.
So you trying to tell me, DA, are you trying to tell me that I am so fat that even God can't lift my spirit?
I said it's an unchanging hand, not an all-powerful hand.
Hey, I don't know how much spirits weigh, but I guess yours hit the scale.
Damn, that's a big spirit.
And I'm just playing God. I don't question your power, Heavenly Father. You are almighty.
I can just hear God say, damn, that's a big spirit.
Why does your spirit sound like it's constipated?
God, we can't get him up here. Why not? He won't let go. He won't let go of the KFC.
No, I have not finished my two-piece bucket right now.
It's a two-piece, Lord.
Take me up with the gravy.
All right, so DA, how's the move? How's the new place? How's the debt?
The move is beautiful. The credit score is down, ironically. I thought it was supposed to go up.
It's going to take a huge hit for the couple of months.
A huge hit. I'm like detail level right now.
Oh, God.
Wait, what was your credit score?
I had it up to 700.
No, they were stapling stuff on the back of his credit report.
Nah, DL.
No, you're
okay, because I just got my credit report. Because I don't know if I told you, I'm in the market to buy in a house.
Oh,
what? Oh,
I almost saw some hope.
And your boy
got a credit score 720, bro.
Hey,
I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah, no, I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious.
How do you go from 480 to 720? Which white lady's credit did you steal?
No, I've been working on my credit systematically.
I'm actually proud of you, and I encourage you to buy real estate, man. I think more people should do it.
Not where he's shopping. Here's the thing.
I'm shopping anywhere. I'm not shopping South Phoenix.
No, you're anywhere. Shopping hood, dude. You're shopping.
I'm not, actually. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is October 1st, 2020 at 8:10 p.m. and 22 seconds. Dita's home purchase will be south of McDowell Road.
And what's wrong with that?
Guarantee it won't be.
What's wrong with that, DA?
Yeah. The property values are going to go up anywhere you go. You're a bougie bitch.
I got a taste of this north side. And I got to say, I got a little whitewash.
It tastes good, don't it?
The air tastes different.
It tastes really good.
You can taste the air, bro. I feel like I'm in Rancho Cucamonga right now.
And you know what? I was talking to my friends at the Walmart that we go to, D-Tay. I was talking to them a couple of months ago, and I said, you know what? I know I'm not going inside, but I would really like a brand new Walmart when I do return. That's why it's under construction right now.
I haven't even been there in a while.
Your Walmart remodeling for you? No, your Walmart got your picture up on the manager's office wall. Then you not even welcome no more.
They gonna do anything to make you happy, Corey. You account for like 80% of their sales.
Yeah, you got that right. Mm-hmm. What?
Hey, that black man said remodel the store. Then remodel it.
He makes enough to build five.
Oh, dear, I didn't want to do it.
You're a douche. You're a douche. You're a big fizzy douche.
I'm starting to think that heaven thing was just a like prelude, because it's on the same bed as that douche one. No. And he was like, dang, I don't want him to know that I was right. So let me just go ahead and just say I'm in heaven.
No, it's not in. It's not on the same bed.
Because he got to that quick. No, he got that too quick.
Your douche is on 4 and church shout is on 6. So sorry, D-Te. You are right in so many things, except your choice of
you
partners.
You see how he just softly lets you down like a newborn baby?
And you were wrong in the bed arrangement, oh, but you are perfect in all other ways.
If I was wrong, I'd be called all types of N words and B words and A words.
You nefarious, big
Oh, wait,
apple.
Let me stop it so I can hear what D-Tay has to say.
You nefarious big apple.
Hey, and speaking about pineapples are preferred over apples. So it's even the best apple.
They even have a drink. I don't see no blueberry sodas.
No, not at all. Or apple.
I take that back. 17-14. He almost made it. He almost made it, folks. We got 4 minutes left in the show. He almost made it without an edit.
Well, are you gonna dump cum on the pizza?
If you keep saying it, I will have to.
I'm writing that down as show title. Can I write that down?
No,
show title?
Don't. Jesus, D.A. D.A., when you milk the cow Jesus. Over, when you milk the cow over and over, no. It then becomes a problem.
No, okay, yes, Mr. Butthole. No, what's inside your butthole?
There's no more milk in the udder, so it can't utter another word.
Oh, that's utterly crazy.
Oh, I'm in utter shock.
I don't
utter
know any
disbelief.
Other I don't know any other utter, so I'm utterly out of this.
See?
But when I play it once, it works, D.A.
Yeah, but you played it the whole show.
You did that one time. Every time anything happened, it was just...
He's looking for the douche again.
Okay.
D.A., you're just afraid that I might hit this. Chills up your spine.
Yeah, it does. Sends an RIP to my political career.
I got a big poison right now, D.A. What would you rather have?
Now, you leave my brother alone.
Would you rather have 10 guys ram their thing up your thing, or would you rather have relations with 15 underage women? Pick your poison.
That's not how pick your poison goes.
That's exactly how it goes. All right, Corey, would you rather bathe in barbecue sauce, or would you rather eat a whole thing of mustard?
Both.
Can I eat the mustard while I'm bathing in the barbecue sauce?
I do always pick both, don't I?
You do.
I do always. I immediately pick both all the time.
And this light skin always gets the bat.
D-Tay, you can't be picking on my brother like that, especially when you're sitting over there looking fine as hell today, boy.
My mind's telling me no. My body's telling me yes.
That was just for Lady K.
Show me the booty, give me the booty, I want the booty.
YouTube's gonna eat us up today on this show. Maybe we won't post it. So the move is going well for you, D.A., is what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, the move is great. Thanks for asking.
Everything,
I'm all settled in.
Everything is good to go, and I mean, hold on, baby.
Tapestry
in the back?
Yeah,
that's pretty much
the blinds.
Only thing that you have.
I'm trying to tell you.
Is that thing that's up on the wall covering up a window?
Yeah. I have a lot of windows in my home.
So So you were using a blanket off of your bed to cover up a window?
It's not a blanket, you swine. It's a quilt.
Oh, I thought it was one of those basic bitches tapestry things that those girls be putting on over their bed.
No, this is hand woven with exquisite care.
Why do you got Aladdin's magic carpet covering your window right now, bro?
I can show you the world.
No, you won't. I got the carpet. Mine's, bitch.
How did you have to look for that?
I didn't have to look for that. I was trying to queue up to it because I was on the bed with the other stuff. Room.
So do you in bed
why don't you get? Why don't you go to Home Depot and get you some blinds for that, you rube, instead of being ghetto? What year is the house that you're in? What year
this ain't Home Depot segment.
What year is your home built?
I think 2015.
So it's a very new build. So you were just bringing down the property value with your Anne Frank quilt in your window.
It's a very nice quilt, by the way.
It doesn't belong in a window!
It's like a Peruvian lady made it.
And upon the very last stitch of the quilt, she dropped dead, which is exactly what it looks like on that wall.
Yeah,
dropped dead, gorgeous.
The same thing that's happening to all the property values for all the other homes in your new neighborhood, they're dropping dead because when investors drive by, they see quilts in the window.
Investors. Say in, you bougie ass.
I did say in.
You said when investors drive by.
He said investors.
I said investors.
Oh, you well, your mic's not that good of quality
maybe
as mine.
You'd be able to hear me if you didn't have a quilt in the window.
I wonder what's inside your window.
Black.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. That's all we have for you today. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Let me quickly remind you about the Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Now with more, open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. When you buy a t-shirt through our swag merch store, your purchase supports our small, independently owned business. fatguyradioshow.com/store. Your voice is your vote. Register to vote, verify the status of your voter registration, or request a mail-in ballot. FatGuyRadioShow.com/vote is there to help. Election day is November 3rd. Be heard and vote. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Look us up, subscribe, follow, and share. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, through your mask, tell them. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. For Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's good?
Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
And my little brother, DJ Little D in absentia.
Yeah, buddy.
I've been Corey Blaze with our show mantra, skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. See you at the top. Good night.